I was supposed to report there in the morning. I was supposed to report to the Army. I was supposed to report there at 6:20. I woke up at 6:20.
After a break?
And I was terrified because I didn't even know where I was going. And I called up the Newport Beach and I said, "Hold that train." So I get dressed up and get the car. My wife, she jumped in and away we went. I went down there and it's gone.
Did you get in trouble?
Well, what I did was I was going to try to run the thing down. So I went as fast as I could toward the beach and thought I'd talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, this great big old lumbering thing didn't go very fast. So I got out of the car and was still running. I mean, it was coasting. I ran over there. And the guy says, "Where's your tickets?" "Oh, God." And back in the car. I said, "I'll run there." All these guys, "Yeah!" That's my first day in the Army. My wife, she was terrified. She picked up a hitchhiking soldier on the way back and she told stories and said, "Just lay up and lay up."
That's another thing people mention, that it's commonly done to pick up hitchhikers.
You
never
worried
about problems. Certain men just
didn't. Well, I used to hitchhike from Santa Ana across the Mesa every day.
Yeah.
I went to school up there, I got a ride in, but I had to hitchhike on my way home. I hitchhiked my way home every time. One thing I've never understood, a kid lived just south on Newport Boulevard, just south of 22nd Street. And he hitchhiked to school every morning. He had the same class I did in Fullerton, trigonometry. At 8 o'clock. He was there on time every time. If I drive by, there he is out there with his thumb out. Now, how did he get through Santa Ana and Anaheim to Fullerton and get there at 8 o'clock class when he's leaving the same time I am?
He hitchhiked and got picked up by a speed demon.
I have no idea, because most of them, they'll all go to Santa Ana. Well, okay, I'll go that far and I'll catch somebody else. But everybody picked up hitchhikers. It was no problem catching a ride there. I wrote an article for my book about touching. Well, now you get in trouble touching kids. They say, "Well, you're sexually molested." Well, I took a chance and I did it. Well, I found out over here in Wilmington, I had a study about you. Touched him on the shoulder, that usually wasn't a problem. So I started trying. My objective was to get kids feel more comfortable about themselves, feel they are somebody they recognize, and also of administrators or teachers. They're fans. What I was trying to do is do away with fear. See, my whole basis came from love. Now it's not sexual love or romantic love, it's caring for them as persons. And so I decided to incorporate touching as one thing I do, because I didn't have a classroom, I was in the office. The only time I saw them was out in passing periods and lunch periods. So this is what I was doing, one of the things I was using, and I was like,